News with David Austin. Police in Malaysia have carried out a second night of raids on properties linked to the former Prime Minister Najib Razak. They've seized hundreds of boxes of luxury items and handbags full of foreign currency and say they're still trying to drill into a safe. Mr. Najib and his wife were banned from leaving the country after he lost power in recent elections. He denies wrongdoing. China has dropped punitive measures against imports of sorghum, a key US cereal crop, in an attempt to ease trade tensions with Washington. Sorghum is used to feed pigs and also in the liquor distilling process. The trade is worth $1 billion a year. The World Health Organization has raised its assessment of the risk to public health from the Ebola outbreak in the Democratic Republic of Congo from high to very high at the national level. 11 more people are confirmed to have caught Ebola. An emergency session of the UN Human Rights Council is to begin shortly on the violence at the Gaza border that followed the inauguration of a new US embassy in Jerusalem. Arab states had called for the meeting in response to the killing of 58 Palestinians by Israeli troops. Counting of votes is underway in Burundi after a referendum that could allow President Pierre Nkurunziza to stay in office for a further 14 years after his current term ends in 2020. The opposition says some people were forced to vote. High levels of toxic gas have forced emergency workers on Hawaii's Big Island to retreat following the latest eruption of the Mount Kilauea volcano. People have been warned to get away from a sulfur dioxide cloud. Meghan Markle's mother, Doria Ragland, will meet Queen Elizabeth shortly, a day before her daughter marries into Britain's royal family. It still isn't known who'll walk Ms. Markle down the aisle in a wedding to Prince Harry, as her father is too unwell to attend. BBC News.